This is the Sakar Moli of the 11th of August, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you have to make your stage karmateet by studying. As well as that, you also have to show others the way to become pure from impure. Therefore, do spiritual service. Question. By remembering which mantra can you prevent yourself from performing sinful acts? Answer. The Father has given you the mantra, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Remember this mantra. You must not perform any sinful acts through your physical organs. Everyone in the Iron Age commits sinful acts. This is why Baba shows you the way to imbibe the virtue of purity. This is the number one virtue. Om Shanti. In front of whom are you children sitting? It must surely be in your intellects that you are sitting in front of the Purifier, the bestower of salvation for all, our unlimited Father. Although that Father is in the body of Brahma, you still have to remember him. Human beings cannot grant salvation to anyone. No human being can be called the Purifier. You children have to consider yourselves to be souls. He is the Father of all of us souls. That Father is making us into the masters of heaven. You children should know this, and so you should experience happiness. You children also know that from being residents of hell, you are becoming residents of heaven. You are being shown a very easy way. You simply have to remember him and also inculcate divine virtues into yourselves. You have to examine yourselves. There is the example of Narad. The Father, the ocean of knowledge, gave all of those examples. All the examples that the sannyasis, etc. give were originally given by the Father. People on the path of devotion simply continue to sing. Although they give examples of a tortoise, a snake, a buzzing bee, etc., they are not able to do anything themselves. On the path of devotion, they simply repeat the examples that the Father gives now. The path of devotion is of the past. Whatever happens in a practical way at this time is later remembered on the path of devotion. Although they celebrate the birthday of the deities and of God, they don't know anything. You are now beginning to understand everything. You take teachings from the Father to become pure from impure, and you also show others the way to become pure from impure. This is your main spiritual service. First of all, give anyone who comes to you the knowledge of souls. You are a soul. No one knows about souls. Souls are imperishable. At the right time, a soul enters a body. Therefore, you repeatedly have to consider yourselves to be souls. The Father of us souls is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He is also the Supreme Teacher. You children have to remember this at every moment. You should not forget this. You now understand that you have to return home. Destruction is standing ahead of you. In the Golden Age, the deity family is very small. In the Iron Age, there are many human beings. There are innumerable religions and innumerable opinions. None of these things exist in the Golden Age. You children should keep these matters in your intellects throughout the day. This is a study, is it not? In worldly studies, they have so many books, etc. They have to buy new books for each class. Here there is no question of books or scriptures, etc. Here there is just one thing, just one study. When the British government used to be here, it was a kingdom of kings, so they didn't use photos of anyone but the king or queen on the stamps. Nowadays they continue to make stamps of even devotees, etc., who have been and gone. When it is the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, there will just be the picture of one emperor and one empress. It isn't that the pictures of the deities who existed in the past have all been destroyed, no. People have a great interest in buying old pictures of the ancient deities because the deities are next to Shiv Baba. You children have to imbibe all of these things in order to show others the path. This is a completely new study. You heard this previously and claimed a status. No one else knows this. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is teaching you Raja Yoga. The Mahabharata War is very well known. We shall see what happens as we progress further. Some say one thing and others say something else. Day by day, human beings will continue to be touched by this. They even say that there is going to be a world war. Before it takes place, you children have to reach your Karmateet stage through this study. However, there isn't a war between the devils and the deities. At this time, you are the Brahmin community, and you then become the deity community. This is why you are imbibing divine virtues in this birth. The number one divine virtue is purity. You have been committing so much sin through your bodies. It is souls who are said to be sinful souls. Souls commit so much sin through their physical senses. Who is told, hear no evil? Souls. It is souls who hear through their ears. The Father has reminded you, children. You used to belong to the original, eternal deity religion. You have been around the cycle, and so you now have to belong to that again. When these sweet memories emerge, the soul has the courage to become pure. It is in your intellects how you have played your parts of 84 births. This is what you were in the beginning. This is a story. It should enter your intellects that 5,000 years ago we were deities. We souls are residents of the incorporeal world. Previously, we didn't have the slightest thought about that being the home of us souls and that we came from there to play our parts, that we became part of the Sun Dynasty and then the Moon Dynasty. You are now the Brahmin Dynasty, the children of Brahma. You have become the children of God. God sits here and gives you teachings. That Supreme Father is also the Supreme Teacher and the Supreme Guru. By following his directions, we are making all human beings elevated. Liberation and liberation in life are both elevated. We will go to our home and then come down as pure souls and rule. This is a cycle. This is called the discus of self-realization. This aspect is of this knowledge. The Father says, your discus of self-realization should not stop. By spinning it continuously, your sins will be absolved and you will conquer Ravan. Your sins will be erased. You now have awareness of all of this. Therefore, you can think about it. It isn't that you have to sit and turn the beads of a rosary. You souls have this knowledge inside you. Therefore, you children have to explain it to other brothers and sisters. Those children will also become helpers, will they not? I make you children into spinners of the discus of self-realization. I have this knowledge, which is why I am called the ocean of knowledge, the seed of the human world tree. He is also called the master of the garden. Shiv Baba has sown the seed of the deity religion. You are now becoming deities. Even if you only continue to remember this much throughout the day, you can experience a great deal of benefit. You have to imbibe divine virtues. You also have to become pure. Husband and wife live together and yet remain pure. There is no other religion like this. On the path of isolation, only the men remain pure. They say, it is difficult for husband and wife to live together and remain pure. However, everyone was like this in the Golden Age, were they not? People sing the praise of Lakshmi and Narayan. You now understand that Baba changed us from Shudras into Brahmins and is making us into deities. We will then change from being worthy of worship to worshippers. Then, when you go on to the path of sin, you will build temples to Shiva and worship him. You children have this knowledge of your 84 births. The Father says, you didn't know of your 84 births. I now tell you. No human being can tell you this. The Father is now making you into spinners of the discus of self-realization. You souls are becoming pure. Your bodies cannot become pure here. When you souls become pure, you will have to leave your impure bodies. All souls have to become pure and return home. The pure world is now being established. All the rest will return to the sweet home. Remember this. Together with having remembrance of the Father, you also have to remember your home, because you now have to return home. You have to remember the Father in the home. Although you know that the Father enters this body and speaks this knowledge to you, don't allow your intellects to break away from the supreme abode, your sweet home. The teacher leaves his home and comes here to teach you. After teaching you, he will go far, far away. He can go anywhere in a second. A soul is such a tiny point. You should be amazed. The Father has given you this knowledge of souls. You also know that there is nothing dirty in heaven, through which your hands or feet or your clothes would become dirty. The costumes of the deities are very beautiful. Their clothes are first class. There will be no need to wash them. There should be so much happiness on seeing them. The soul knows that this is what we are to become for our future 21 births. Simply continue to look at this. Everyone should have this picture. You should have great happiness that this is what Baba is making you. So why do you children of such a father cry? You should not have any worries. People go to temples of the deities and sing songs of praise. You are full of all virtues, etc. They recite so many names. All the names that they remember are written in the scriptures. Who wrote them in the scriptures? Vyas, or even some new ones, write them, the scriptures. Earlier the Granth was very small and handwritten. They have now made it very large. They must surely have made additions to it. Guru Nanak simply comes to establish a religion. Only the one gives this knowledge. Even Christ simply comes to establish a religion. When everyone has come down, you will then all return. Who is the one who sends you home? Is it Christ? No, he is in a different name, form, and Tamopradan stage. He has to pass through the Sato, Rajo, and Tamo stages. At this time, everyone is Tamopradan. Everyone is in a state of total decay. At this time, having taken rebirth, those of all religions have become Tamopradan. Everyone now definitely has to return home. The cycle has to turn again. First, the new religion that existed in the Golden Age is needed. The Father comes and establishes the original, eternal deity religion. Then destruction has to take place. There is establishment, destruction, and then sustenance. In the Golden Age, there is just one religion. Do you remember this? Become aware of the whole cycle. We will now complete this cycle of 84 births and then return home. While walking and talking, spin the discus of self-realization. Those people say that Krishna had a discus of self-realization with which he killed everyone. They have shown a picture of Akasur and Bakasur, pair of devils. However, there was nothing like that. You children now have to remain spinners of the discus of self-realization, because your sins will be cut away by doing that. Any devilish nature will finish. There cannot be a war between the deities and the devils. Devils exist in the Iron Age, whereas deities exist in the Golden Age, and there is the Confluence Age in between. The scriptures belong to the path of devotion. They have no name or trace of this knowledge. The ocean of knowledge is the one Father of all. Without the Father, no soul can become pure or return home. You definitely have to play your parts. Therefore, you now also have to remember your cycle of 84 births. We will go into our golden-aged new birth. We will not receive such a birth again. There is Shiv Baba and this Brahma Baba. There is a Lokic Father, the Parlokic Father, and this is the Alokic Baba. It is only at this time that you call this one Alokic. You children remember Shiv Baba, not Brahma. Although people go to worship Brahma in that temple, that worship is only of the perfect avyakt image in the subtle region. This bodily being is not worthy of being worshipped. He is a human being. Human beings are not worshipped. Brahma is portrayed with a beard. Therefore you can tell that he belongs here. Deities don't have beards. All of these things have been explained to you, children. Your name is glorified, and this is why your temples have been created. The Somnath temple is the highest of all. What happened after you were given nectar to drink? Now look at the Dilwala temple here. That temple is an accurate memorial. You are shown sitting on the ground doing tapasya, and heaven is portrayed up above. People think that heaven is up above somewhere. How could they create heaven down below in the temples? That is why they portrayed it up above on the ceiling. Those who created them didn't understand anything. You have to explain this to the millionaires. You have now received this knowledge. Therefore you can give it to many others. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost, now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to finish your devilish nature, spin the discus of self-realization as you move around. Keep the whole cycle in your awareness. 2. Together with having remembrance of the Father, your intellect should also be connected to the home, the supreme abode. Think about the things that the Father has reminded you of and benefit yourself. Blessing. May you be filled with all virtues, and together with that, also be especially influential with a particular speciality. Doctors have the knowledge of all general illnesses, but together with those, some become well known with special knowledge in a particular field. In the same way, you children definitely have to become filled with all virtues. But you should now continue to move forward by becoming experienced in a particular speciality and use it in the service you do. Just as Saraswati is worshipped as the goddess of knowledge and Lakshmi is worshipped as the goddess of wealth, in the same way, whilst you have all the virtues and powers, especially do research in a particular speciality and make yourself influential in that. Slogan. Make the snake of vices your bed of easy yoga, and you will remain constantly carefree. Avyakt signals. In order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. Since your mind belongs to the Father, the questions of how can I engage my mind or how can I love him cannot arise. Because when you are always merged in love, when you are an embodiment of love and have become a master ocean of love, you don't then have to make effort to love him. Because you have become an embodiment of love. The more the rays of the sun of knowledge and enlightenment increase, the more the waves of love surge. Om Shanti.